Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb. Good morning. Thanks for joining us on Wake Up Call. By the way, you can hit us up on Twitter. Again, we've been talking about roughing the passer and Monday night's game. You want to get your thoughts in at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That is Ron with two N's. And we got the good, bad, and the dumb. What is the good of the day?
The good of the day. You know me. I like Nostradamus-type predictions.
Yes.
Right? But I don't know if this one was just born out of pettiness.
Okay.
But it came true.
Oh, my goodness.
So Braves pitcher Spencer Strider had made a prediction back in August after he got, I'm not going to say he got shellacked. He gave up six hits against the Mets. Right? But they went on to win the game.
Right.
He had said during that time, August 7th, a lot of weird hits. They seem to be having a lot of luck right now offensively. That's great. It's August. We'll see what things are like in October.
Well, yeah, that's nice, but that's not a prediction.
Well, I want to say it is because it's a way for us to talk about how the Mets just screwed
right.
the pooch again.
That's very true, very true. Because he's basically like if he had said, we'll see when they collapse and we sweep them at the end of the series and they have to play in the wild card round and lose to San Diego, then
true.
I'd be like, he's got some mystical powers. But yeah, good point. Yeah, they were the hottest team then. Like,
oh my God.
He was right. By the way,
it really is amazing how, we had said it early in the season that we were just waiting, we're waiting for the Mets all over themselves again,
because
it just seems to happen. I didn't think it was going to happen.
I know. It's so
I thought crazy. They were in the driver's seat. They were in cruise control. They were destined to make a run in the playoffs at least.
You know what's kind of the new thing now with the Mets? And I hate this because I actually loved it. Now that when that Narcos song comes out, fans of the opposing team like dancing with like last that game against the Padres had a 4-0 lead.
Yeah,
they bring in Edwin Diaz. They're doing the trumpet thing, and the Padre fans are just dancing and laughing and having like
it
whatever.
Made absolutely no sense at all to be playing that.
You know, and the Mr. Mets got his trumpet out, and everybody and the Padre fans are like, whatever. We got two men on, and we've got a 4-0 lead. And last time I checked, you had one hit on the board. So good luck, Narcos.
Yep.
Good luck.
You're already
good
trying
luck,
to bust
Edwin
our
Diaz.
Pitcher for using some sort of substance.
Yeah. Exactly.
Now,
wow.
Joe Musgrove might have been using something. I don't know.
By the way, I responded to a tweet yesterday from some guy that covers baseball, and I know what point he was trying to make, but it was kind of a dumb tweet. He puts out a picture of an umpire checking the ear, and then he goes, "Imagine explaining this to somebody who's never watched baseball before." And I was like, yeah, the umpire is checking to see if the guy is concealing a substance that would have helped him play baseball. Like, what's so complicated about that? I've never seen baseball before, what's he doing? Actually, he's the pitcher, he throws the ball, and the umpire is just checking behind his ears, because sometimes you can put a substance in your ear or somewhere on your body that allows you to throw the baseball better. Oh, okay.
I thought it was to make sure that he actually did take a shower and washed behind his ears.
Yeah, exactly.
Like his mother told him to.
Exactly. Some people just don't overreact to these things. It wasn't that ridiculous.
No, I mean, we've had umpires go out to the mound all the time.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I mean, my favorite, which pitcher was it that grabbed something out of his pocket and threw it?
Oh, that was one of the Negro brothers. I think it was Joe Negro.
Was it Joe Negro?
Yeah.
I knew it was
a Negro.
He had
a little piece of like sandpaper and he threw it. Well, that's, you know what? That's what I was waiting for.
Right.
I watched Buck Showalter go out and I watched the umpires come together. And then they kept showing Musgrove and I was like, does he look nervous? Does he look like he needs to hide something? Is he going to wipe behind his ear? We were watching him to see what would you be doing in that situation? Like, oh, shoot.
And I watched a video about that, too. And like, look, Joe Musgrove looks nervous right here. And I'm like, no, he doesn't.
Yeah.
He looks annoyed.
No. Yeah, he's probably annoyed. Right? But you know what? If you're Buck Showalter, you got nothing to lose, right? Your team stinks. Right, they stink.
I mean, it was just an epic collapse.
Hey, by the way, one quick note, because this was about Spencer Strider. The Atlanta Braves, with all due respect, to Spencer Strider's deal. This is just one of many deals they have to lock up their young talent. They have Michael Harris signed a big deal. They got Austin Riley to a $200+ million contract. They've got Ronald Acuna Jr. signed through like 2027, some ridiculous thing like that. They have gone and basically they've taken their young players and went, you want to stay here for a while? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Like, we'll pay you. And guys at 21, 22, 24, they're all locked into the Braves forever. So good job by them.
Yeah, they're spending cash over there.
Alex Anthopoulos is the general manager. He's been great. All right, what's the bat of the day?
The bat of the day is that Ron Rivera just threw Carson Wentz way under the bus.
Wow.
Under the bus.
Let me preface this. You just do not see coaches do this. You just do not see coaches do this.
I kind of liked it, though. It was funny.
I did, too.
Ron Rivera was asked why the Cowboys, Giants, and Eagles are all further ahead in their rebuilds, which coincided with when Washington started theirs. Ron Rivera answered, quarterback.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. Now, did he have to clarify that to say, well, what I meant was, we just got our guy, and they've developed their guys.
I don't know if he did, but that's exactly, you know, what I guess was said afterwards. Yeah. Like, not so many words, like kind of.
Daniel Jones has been there for a few years. Dak Prescott and Cooper Rush have been there for a few years.
We
Jalen
haven't
Hurts is now in, like, year three, right? I mean.
You know, and even the idea of, like, you know, well, Cooper Rush, he just fits in their system.
Right, right, yeah. Yeah. So, but if I'm Carson Wentz, I'm like, Coach,
come on.
I'm getting killed out here. He has zero offensive line. I mean, I'm not making excuses for Carson Wentz. He's not playing well. But there's plenty of other reasons why the Commanders stink.
Yeah, I don't think Carson Wentz is going to last that much longer there.
No, the writing's on the wall now, right?
I think he has the season.
I think that's it. Like, when you've had three stops, every stop the team wants to get rid of you, like the Colts aren't even willing to go, hey, maybe it wasn't Carson Wentz. They're like, no, it was Carson Wentz. It's Carson Wentz. Like, you lost it. You got shut out by Jacksonville. No, it's still Carson Wentz. Don't worry about it. We know. Like, it wasn't just that one game. We were good with this. The Washington will probably figure out the same thing. But yeah, and you don't see coaches do that very often because they never want to put it on the players, right? That's kind of like their number one rule. Like, in the end, it'll be my fault. The buck stops with me. I don't ever want to blame a player. I don't want to ever say that, you know, whatever. And it's kind of, yes, I kind of get what he was saying. Yeah, we just got the, like Ron Rivera has not been there the whole time. But as I've said before, Washington, this is the seventh guy to start the season at quarterback in 7 years. Now, that's not all on Ron Rivera because he just got there a handful of years ago. But that organization has not been consistent at that position for very long. So he's right in that position is you just can't develop. Like, if you just keep changing quarterbacks, you're going to stink in this league. That's just the way it is. You know, I mean, we say it all the time. There's just not enough players that can play it at a high level. Now, finding that guy is difficult, but you also can't keep changing the position constantly, like all the time. So,
that's the problem we see. You know, we always talk about on the coaching side too, where, you know, some teams like the Cleveland Browns for years, they had almost felt like they had a new coach every single season.
Right.
And there was no consistency. Well, you got the same thing with the quarterback position. You know, there's no consistency being developed.
I mean, RG3, Dwayne Haskins, Alex Smith, Taylor Heineke. Am I missing a guy?
Colt McCoy. Didn't he start a few?
Colt McCoy. You've got Carson Wentz. I mean, there's a whole bunch of them that have been there. And they just can't. They can't find the right guy.
And they always have one that, Tyler Heineke, who all of a sudden is like, oh, my God, they found the answer. Nope, that was just one game.
Yep. Exactly.
One game. He had one and done.
City by
Didn't
storm.
Didn't Ryan Fitzpatrick play for him last
Ryan
year?
Ryan Fitzpatrick was another one I mentioned. Yep, Ryan Fitzpatrick was another one. Right? Just a revolving door at that position. But, yeah, if I'm Carson Wentz, I want to go like, Coach, come on.
Give me a shot, man. It's only been five games. Come on.
All right, what's the dumb of the day?
Dumb of the day is that the Texans are in their bye week.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
So they are, to keep their cashiers busy, I guess, they are having a trade-in sale.
Uh-oh.
So you can bring in an old jersey and swap it out for a new one and get 44% off the new jersey.
Okay. Any particular reason why 44% is the number?
I'm glad you asked, Tony.
Yeah.
Because the only jerseys that you can bring in are from 2017 to 2021. Making old jerseys, such as, you know, if you have a J.J. Watt jersey that you want to trade in for, or a DeAndre Hopkins, or David Carr, or not David, yeah, David Carr.
Right.
You know, old jerseys you want to swap. You cannot swap those in. It's only for players when you, you know, played from 2017 and beyond. And really,
and further back, or forward.
Forward.
Okay, so if you
2017 to current.
To current. Okay. So, like, for example, if you have a number 4 jersey, you could
and
get
that's
rid of that?
That's, I think, the real reason behind it is that there are still too many number 4 jerseys in the stadium.
Good for them.
Hence the 44% off.
Wow. Fantastic.
I mean, and the reason why this is dumb, on the surface it's brilliant, but the reason why it's dumb, just come out and say it.
Just come out and say it.
Just come out and say, like,
that would be awesome.
You got a Deshaun Watson jersey. We really don't want them here in a couple of weeks when he shows up in the stadium for his first game of the year.
Would not that be a fantastic, like, ad on TV?
Oh, like,
God. Hi, I'm blah, blah, blah of the Houston Texans. Are you tired of having your 4 jersey in the line? Would you like to get rid of it and maybe get an upgrade? We've got Davis Mills. How about Damian Pierce? He's a new rookie running back that's kind of catching everybody's attention. Or anybody else for that matter. We don't care. Bring it on down to our Energy Stadium. Trade it in for a brand new model. And you'll get 44% off. Wink, wink.
I mean, if you're the Texans, front office, how nervous are you right now that he's going to come to town in a couple of weeks? Because, I mean, never mind that them announcing this coincided with him being allowed back in the Browns training facility yesterday. Yesterday was his first day.
Right.
And then the Texans go, hey, let's have a promotion where you can trade in your jersey. They've got to be nervous as all get out because, I mean.
No doubt.
You know, he's coming to town and, like, he'll look into the stands and see number 4s everywhere. Because everyone bought a number 4 Deshaun Watson jersey.
Exactly. he was the creme de la creme of the league. Remember, he was so popular.
Oh, God. He almost single-handedly beat the Chiefs.
Oh.
I mean, the end of that season, when he got paid a ton of money and before everything unraveled, I mean, we were anointing him that he's going to be the MVP next year.
Absolutely.
If he does what he does this year, he'll win the MVP because the Texans, you know, have a lot of work, but he's going to lead them to the promised land.
Yep. Not bad, Houston. Not bad, but I'm with you. It would be great if they went,
come straight out and say it.
Just say it. Let's just admit
it. No one's going to be trading in a Tyrod Taylor jersey.
I'm
trying to think of players that just recently played that didn't last that long.
All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Sharon Thorsland is going to join us from WBT in Charlotte. We're going to talk Matt Rhule and the Carolina Panthers. And it's not surprising there, but, you know, Dave Tepper is the owner. Remember Ron Rivera? They kind of parted ways. Matt Rhule was the up-and-coming, new, young coach. But it did not work out. So we'll talk to her about the Panthers' struggles and Matt Rhule and all of that coming up at 7:40. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.